Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Questions People Ask, Part 3, Answering Spiritual Issues. In this session, we'll be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9. How can I handle suffering? Life's crises do not discriminate. Natural disasters, plane crashes, terminal illness, unemployment, war, violence, and crime affect everyone. These all lead to some level of suffering. How do we handle those situations? Well, let me propose three exhortations that will help. First, don't worry about circumstances out of your control. Panic brings temptation to sin. Abraham lied about Sarah not being his wife to save his own skin. Genesis 12 and verse 13. Please say you are my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and that I may live because of you. Impatience promotes a lack of trust. Abraham tried to control God's promise of a son. Genesis 16, verse 2. So Sarai said to Abraham, "See now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing children. Please go into my maid. Perhaps I shall obtain children by her." And Abraham heeded the voice of Sarai. However, Moses was calm in the difficult circumstances. Look at Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 to 16. And as they're getting ready to cross the Red Sea, of course, they didn't know they were going to cross the Red Sea. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, "Because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, 'Let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians'? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness." And Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." And the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry out to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward, but lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." In front of the Red Sea, and back the entire Egyptian army, you must have hope to look beyond the circumstances. Did Moses and the Israelites have reason to hope? Well, they had the promise of God. Genesis chapter 24, verses 24 and 25. Genesis chapter 50, verses 24 and 25. And Joseph said to his brethren, "I am dying, but God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land to the land of which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." And then Joseph took an oath from the children of Israel, saying, "God will surely visit you, and you shall take up my bones from here." And then there was that was the promise of Genesis. And then there's the commission of Exodus chapter 3, verses 7 to 12. The Lord said, "I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry because of their head taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that he should bring, and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? So he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve the Lord on this mountain. They had to face the situation with faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Moses gave them three commands. Do not be afraid or be controlled by the circumstances. Second, stand still and don't go running in a panic. And then third, watch God's salvation. Don't try to take matters into your own hands. The problem you see so big today will seem significant after God takes care of it. God allows difficult circumstances to get our attention and to get us on our knees. So second, don't put blame where it doesn't belong. We often blame others for our problems. Job declared his own righteousness in chapter 31. If I have, then I'm guilty, but I didn't. Then Job challenged God in verses 35 and 37 in chapter 31. Oh, that I had one to hear me. Here is my mark. Oh, that the Almighty would answer me, that my prosecutor had written a book. Surely I would carry it on my shoulder and bind it on me like a crown. I would declare to him the number of my steps, like a prince I would approach him. He was, in effect, blaming God for his troubles. He was accusing God of being unfair. But did God promise to be fair? He wasn't ready to listen to God and couldn't have understood God's answers. God is for our good, not our harm. Romans chapter 8, verses 28-29. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And then third, don't expect to have all your questions answered. Abraham walked into the unknown, not having all the answers. Hebrews 11, verses 8 through 10. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Job got an education about God, mankind, and God's purposes. You got to read chapters 38 to 42 of Job and just see that classroom that God gave him. Paul learned God's grace is sufficient. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. The best can come out in a crisis if you handle it the right way. Make sure your relationship with Christ is secure now. Are you trusting him? Are you walking by faith? You never know when the storms of life may strike. You think about all that, and you have a great day.